I'd like to now invite Josh and Julie Briley and the newest member of their family, Griffin, if you will join me at the front here. It's good to see you guys. I see Jack over here. Seems like we did this with him just a few short years ago. All righty. Good to see you. And again, welcome to the family and friends that you've invited to come here today to this service. What I know is a very special day in the life of your family. We do welcome everyone to a happy and significant occasion. We're here to welcome this child into a community of love and support, into the fellowship of this religious community. We come to commit these parents and others who are entrusted with his care and nurture to their shared responsibilities. We know that each human life is bound up with others. We know this is most especially true within the family. It is in the family that a person is shaped and formed by all the interactions of thought, word, and affection. There you go, Diana. It is an awesome responsibility, as Julie and Josh already know, to be presented with the gift of a child. And so the parents who stand before us today have been entrusted with the gift of life in the form of their child. You, Julie and Josh, come here today to dedicate yourselves to the high and sacred duties of parenthood, to ask this religious community to support you and share those duties. Your child is entitled to be received with loving arms, to be guided with understanding and care. He has a just claim upon his parents and upon those others who are entrusted with his nurture, to a careful understanding of his needs, to all that he sent to a full development of body and spirit. So Josh and Julie, you dedicate yourselves to the noble task of providing your child with these things so he may reach maturity, guided by wisdom, gained through enlightened experiences. You hold your child in your arms. How you doing, buddy? You hold your child in your arms. You look into his face. You see the mystery and the wonder of life itself. And so I charge you, therefore, to prepare your child over the course of the ensuing years to become an independent adult. May he become aware of the world as it is and as it ought to be. We know he will learn that tragedy is a part of life, but may he also be made aware of life's glorious possibilities and the power of love that can change individuals and societies. And so will you, Josh and Julie, dedicate yourselves to the care and comfort of your child? Will you share with him your values and your love, even as he strives to find his own way of life? If so, then answer, we will. Thank you. I got to talk to you guys in just a minute. Josh and Julie, and I know, Josh, you were a little older than your son when I first got here, but not a whole lot. So it's always been great to know you and your family over the years, even though Don and Diana moved some time ago. It's great to have you back. And so you've all come here today before this larger circle of family and friends. They come here to dedicate and name their child. We know that those who care need to be cared for. Those who give love need love and support. And so I call upon each of you to pledge your support to the parents as they engage in the sometimes joyful, but sometimes frustrating journey of parenting. So if all of you here will accept the responsibility to care for the parents as they care for their child as he grows to adulthood, please answer by saying, we will. You heard that. Especially these guys over here, right? Okay. Let's take a step forward for just a little bit here now. We now move to an act of naming. And in so doing, we use the ancient symbol of water. Water is a sign of our common heritage. It is and has been essential to life from earliest times to modern civilization. It is water that reminds us of our common bond to the earth and of the ongoing renewal and regeneration of life. And so it is as a universal symbol that we use it in this ceremony. This is a ceremony of naming. A name has power. It is a sign of a person. It represents that person to us. His life and his character are symbolized by his name. And so Josh and Julie, by what name is your child known?
Griffin Wilson Briley.
Griffin Wilson Briley. Wonderful to have you with us today. I dedicate a name in the name of all that is true and noble and holy. We name you as we honor the sacredness of life itself, and we honor the light that you now bring to the greater circle of all life. We name you with the promise and hope of an abundant life for you and into the love and care of those who are here. May you proudly and respectfully always bear the name of Griffin Wilson Riley. And Griffin, would you touch this mic? Just breathe. There you go. All right. flower symbolizes the unfolding of a beautiful life. And so I know that your life will unfold before you. I welcome you into this circle of family and friends and into the circle of this religious community. For even as we have dedicated those who are responsible for your care and your nurture, may you in time dedicate yourself to future generations into the service of love and righteousness. Let us hear these closing words. For the gift of childhood whose innocence and laughter keeps the world young, we rejoice and give thanks to the one who is the giver and sustainer of all. May this new life that has been received in this community of ideals and friendship, may he receive abundantly the blessings of health, and love, and knowledge, and companionship and wisdom. And in turn, may he give richly back to the common heritage that endures from generation to generation. We invoke these hopes. We offer this prayer. In the name of the Spirit of life and love, blessed be. So may it be.